This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding William, last name is Pangborn, P-A-N like November, G, B like boy, O-R, N like November, date of birth 2/11/1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pangborn with history of a left kidney infarction, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and COPD, secondary to chronic smoking. His weight continues to drop. His weight is down about 23 pounds over the last 6 months. He was recently in the emergency room. He had an infected left salivary gland, and when he was in there, the creatinine level was higher than usual. Although it does fluctuate, his usual creatinine level of 1.4 to 1.5 usually. In October of 25, it was 1.34. Then April 7th of 26, 1.64, and then April 14th up to 1.75. He was treated for the infection, and that seems to be improving. The pain is certainly better, according to the patient and his son who is with him. And currently, he's got chronic shortness of breath, and a non-productive cough, no current wheezing or sputum production, no current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril 20 milligram daily. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. His Coumadin was switched to Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. He's on Lipitor, Pepcid, Metformin for diabetes, oral iron, Zoloft, potassium 10 mil equivalent daily, and he's on an Incruse, I-N-C-R-U-S-E, Ellipta inhaler, 1 to 2 inhalations daily as needed. Physical exam, weight 187 pounds, pulse 60, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 50. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no wheezes or effusion. Heart is distant but regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done April 14th, 2026. Creatinine 1.64 with estimated GFR of 40. Calcium is 8.8, albumin 3.8. Phosphorus 3.9, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 29. Hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. I've asked the patient to and his son to get the labs every 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure, currently stable. He is anticoagulated with Eliquis and on beta blocker and lisinopril. 3, COPD, secondary to nicotine use. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.